Das kann sich nicht über Rechte schlagen, wenn wir heute mit der Seite darf auf Ress. Mishnah erzählt, Shanemar Uva Uva. Vielleicht mal, ist der Drasha based on the Vav of Uva U, or is it based on the repetition of the entire word Uva? Mishnah says, well, in the next part of the Mishnah, it's the same Rabbi Akiva who darshans the extra Vav of Venitma of. There definitely is darshan the extra Vav of Chaira. And therefore, just like he's darshan the Vav over there, must be darshan the extra Vav of Uva U as well. Fact more, but let's talk about that Drasha of Venitma. Is Rabbi Akiva actually darshing the Vav, or is he darshing the repetition of the entire word? And more of over there, from the fact that Rebbe argues and says that the Drasha is based on the repetition of the word Venitma, we can learn that Rabbi Akiva must be dashing the letter Vav. Abazai back to Uvo must be he's dashing the Vav as well. So based on this, according to Rabbi Akiva, there are six drushas, because the word Uvo was written three times and each time with a Vav. So there are three words and three Vavs, total of six drushas that we have to have over here. So one drusha teaches the command regarding her, and one is for the command regarding the boil, meaning that the water should work. One is for the carrying out of the curse regarding her, and one is for the carrying out regarding the boil. One is to teach the order of the curse for her, and one is for the order of the curse regarding the boil. According to Rabbi, he doesn't dash in the Vavs. There are only three drushas. The three drushas are the same as those dash in Rabbi Akiva, but in each case only for regarding the woman, not for the boil. How does the Rebbe know the concept that the waters check him just like they check her? Marseilles learns it from a Brice. The Brice says the Pasuk says Lat spois bet den velam pil yorech, which refers to that to what will happen to the boil. It can't refer to what's happening to the woman because regarding her, the Pasuk already says Vitsof Savitnov enough lo yorecha. Rabbi Akiva says the pasuk of Latzvei's Beten teaches that the Kayan tells her that the first her stomach will be affected by the waters, and then her thighs afterwards. And it's important that she's told this so she shouldn't think that the waters are not working properly when it's her stomach that's attacked first. Rabbi says this is all that's teaching. The pasuk should have said Bitno and Yerecha with the female pronoun. The fact that it uses Beten and Yerech also teaches that this will happen to the boil as well. Also, don't say that the words only teach that the boil is punished as well, and doesn't teach anything about the order for the woman, because the pasuk should have said bit noy and yirei choy if it's referring to him. The fact that it says bet and yireich, keeping it very pyrav, teaches both of these concepts. The Mishnah said Amar Rabbi Yeshua kachoya doyrish lechaya v'chulu. A bride says a psukim of soit to mention the word nitma three times. It says im nitma, it says nitma and v'nitma. Rabbi Akiva says one teaches that the soit becomes also to the husband, one teaches becomes also to the boil, one teaches becomes also to eat truma, meaning as a saita, she's also to eat truma, whether married to a kohen or the daughter of a kohen, even if she's both. Rabbi Shmuel says we don't need a pasuk to teach that the woman would be also to marry a kohen, because if a divorcee in general, who may eat truma if she's a daughter of a kohen was divorced without children, may not marry a kohen, then surely a saita who may not eat truma may not marry a kohen. Well, now Rabbi Shmuel seems to be talking about marrying kohuna as if he's answering Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva doesn't say anything about marrying a kohen. The Gemara will deal with that. The Braisa continues. The Braisa asks, why in one pasuk does the Torah say if she did become tamei, and the other pasuk says if she did not become tamei, as if we know for sure she didn't become tamei, or we know for sure she did become tamei, and then it talks about drinking the waters. If she's known to have become tamei, there's no reason for her to drink the waters. If she's known to be innocent, then why would we even give her the waters to drink at all? Rather, the pasuk is teaching that as long as she is a suffix, meaning we're uncertain whether or not she was mazana, she's also to her husband, etc. From here, we can learn regarding the tumah of a sheretz as well. We can learn from soita to sheretz. If regarding a soita where the Torah does not treat a sheretz like a mezid or an oinus like a rotzen, still the Torah treats a suffix like a case of vadai in that she's also, then surely regarding a sheretz where a sheretz is treated like a mezid and oinus is treated like a rotzen, for sure a suffix will be treated like a case of vadai and will create tumah over there as well. We also learn further that with a further comparison to soita, just like soita takes place in Rishus HaYachid, so too a suffix case of sheretz is only tummy when it takes place in Rishus HaYachid. Also, just like soita involve things, meaning people who have the ability to be asked regarding the possible tumah, so to share it's only tummy when the suffix involves something with the ability and intellect to be asked. From here, we say that something that has the ability and intellect to be asked, and there's a suffix of tumah in the Rishus HaYachid regarding it, it's deemed tummy. If the suffix happens in Rishus HaRabim, it's deemed tar. If the thing does not have the ability and intellect to be asked, then a suffix regarding it, even in Rishus HaYachid, will be deemed tar. Shekhmar Rabbi Akiva made a statement regarding her eating truma, and Rabbi Shmuel responded regarding her allowance to marry kahuna. What was the answer to the question? What was the Rabbi Akiva didn't say anything about kahuna. Also, how would Taka Rabbi Akiva learn that she's also to marry into kahuna? We can't say that Rabbi Akiva holds that since a suffix is considered like a case of vadai by saita, so a pasuk is not needed to teach that she can't marry into kahuna, because if that's true, there would be no reason to have a pasuk to teach that she's also to eat truma either. Since if she was for sure tamei, she would not be allowed to eat truma, and yet Rabbi Akiva says a pasuk is necessary to teach that. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva says there are four words that are available for drasha in the Pesukim. The three mentions of Nitma'a, and one which has an extra Vav, which allows for an additional drasha, like we learned above according to Rabbi Akiva. So therefore, one teaches she's also to the husband, one teaches also to the boil, one that she may not marry into Kahuna, and one that she may not eat Truma. Rishmol does not dash in the Vav, and therefore he only has three available drashas. One to teach that she's also to the Baal, one to teach also to the boil, and one that she's also to eat Truma. With regard to the Isra of marrying into Kahuna, from that, he uses the Kavachimer to teach that she's also to marry into Kahuna. Why does Rishmol say the Isra of Truma is learned from the Pasuk and the Isra of Kahuna is learned from a Kavachaymer? Maybe say the Pasuk teaches the Isra of Kahuna, which would mean that she's actually mutter to eat Truma. And for the Gemara, he says that just like the Isra to her husband and to the boil apply even during the life of the husband, the lifetime of the husband, so too the third drasha has to apply to Truma, which is something which can apply during the husband's lifetime. However, the Isra of Kahuna can only apply after his lifetime, because during his lifetime would mean that she was divorced, in which case she'd be Asr to Kayin anyway. And therefore, it's not the halacha that's taught by the Pasuk. Akiva would either say that we don't need to compare the Isurim to those of the husband and the boil, or you can say that although the Isur to Kahuna may be learned from a Kavachayim, the Torah went ahead and taught it to us through a Pasuk anyway, which is something that we find elsewhere as well, that even though we can learn something from a Kavachayim, the Torah goes ahead and writes it Beferish in a Pasuk anyway.